Unit 48 です。So, could you fill out this booking form, please? And we need a of 10%. Can I pay by credit card? Income, collection, refund, deposit. 正解は D の deposit です。
So, could you fill out this booking form, please? And we need a deposit of 10%.
Can I pay by credit card?
Deposit, 予約金、前払い金、保証金、銀行への預け入れなどの意味があります。ここでは Deposit of 10% というフレーズなので、予約金、申し込み金、そんな意味になります。ではこの応答を練習してみましょう。まずは So, could you fill out this booking form, please? この部分を10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
So, could you fill out this booking form, please?So, could you fill out this booking form, please? So, could you fill out this booking form, please? So, could you fill out this booking form, please? So, could you fill out this booking form, please? So, could you fill out this booking form, please?So, could you fill out this booking form, please? So, could you fill out this booking form, please? So, could you fill out this booking form, please? So, could you fill out this booking form, please?
次は And we need a deposit of 10%。ここの部分を10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
And we need a deposit of 10%. And we need a deposit of 10%. And we need a deposit of 10%. And we need a deposit of 10%.And we need a deposit of 10%. And 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 we need a deposit of 10%.
最後に Can I pay by credit card? これを10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Can I pay by credit card? 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 Can I pay by credit card?Can I pay by credit card? Can I pay by credit card? Can I pay by credit card? Can I pay by credit card?
次はロールプレイ行きましょう。対応しているお客さんにブッキングフォームに記入してもらって 10% の予約金をもらう必要があります。なのでSo, could you fill out this booking form, please? And we need a deposit of 10%. というふうにつけてください。男性のお客さんが返事をしてくれます。では5回行きましょう。どうぞ。
Can I pay by credit card? Can I pay by credit card?Can I pay by credit card? Can I pay by credit card? Can I pay by credit card?
次はお客さんの役をやってください。ブッキングフォームに記入して 手付金 10% 払ってくださいというふうに頼まれますんで、クレジットカードで払えますかというふうに英語で聞いてください。 Can I pay by credit card? ですね。では5回やってみましょう。どうぞ。
So could you fill out this booking form please? And we need a deposit of 10%. So could you fill out this booking form please? And we need a deposit of 10%. So could you fill out this booking form please? And we need a deposit of 10%. So could you fill out this booking form please? And we need a deposit of 10%. So could you fill out this booking form please? And we need a deposit of 10%.
Deposit が銀行口座への預け入れという意味で使われている例文を用意しました。聞いてください。
I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account.
Make a deposit. この組み合わせで覚えてください。Deposit は make するものです。Saving account は普通預金口座のことです。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account. I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account. I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account. I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account. I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account. I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account. I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account. I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account. I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account. I'd like to make a deposit into my savings account.
Deposit は動詞にもなります。動詞では、置く、預ける、入金するという意味になります。例文聞いてみましょう。
Our records show that you deposited $200 into your checking account on February the 5th.
この例文は長かったので、3つに分けてやりましょう。まずは、Our records show. この部分を5回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Our records show. Our records show. Our records show. Our records show. Our records show.
次に、That you deposited $200 into your checking account.この部分を5回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
That you deposited $200 into your checking account. That you deposited $200 into your checking account. That you deposited $200 into your checking account.That you deposited $200 into your checking account. That you deposited $200 into your checking account.
次に最後の部分 On February the 5th この部分を5回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
On February the 5th. On February the 5th.On February the 5th. On February the 5th. On February the 5th.
最後に投資で5回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Our records show that you deposited $200 into your checking account on February the 5th.Our records show that you deposited $200 into your checking account on February the 5th. Our records show that you deposited $200 into your checking account on February the 5th. Our records show that you deposited $200 into your checking account on February the 5th. Our records show that you deposited $200 into your checking account on February the 5th.
はい、うまく言えたでしょうか。Income、収入という意味です。例文聞いてみましょう。
Tourism is a major source of income for Malta.
A major source of income。主な収入源。そういう意味になります。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Tourism is a major source of income for Malta. Tourism is a major source of income for Malta.Tourism is a major source of income for Malta. Tourism is a major source of income for Malta. Tourism is a major source of income for Malta. Tourism is a major source of income for Malta.Tourism is a major source of income for Malta. Tourism is a major source of income for Malta. Tourism is a major source of income for Malta. Tourism is a major source of income for Malta.
コレクションは集めること、収集物です。元になっている動詞は collect。名詞のコレクションが入った例文聞いてみましょう。
We have implemented a computerized data collection system.
Computerized でコンピューター化されたという意味です。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
We have implemented a computerized data collection system.We have implemented a computerized data collection system. We have implemented a computerized data collection system. We have implemented a computerized data collection system.We have implemented a computerized data collection system. We have implemented a computerized data collection system. We have implemented a computerized data collection system.We have implemented a computerized data collection system. We have implemented a computerized data collection system. We have implemented a computerized data collection system.
Refund.は返金払い戻しという意味の名詞です。では例文聞いてみましょう。
A full refund will be given if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival.
A full refund なんで全額の返金、全額払い戻し、そういう意味になります。ではこの例文長いので2つに区切って練習してみましょう。まずはA full refund will be given. この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
A full refund will be given. 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 A full refund will be given.
次に後半部分。If cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival. この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Even if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival. Even if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival.Even if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival. Even if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival. Even if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival.
最後に全文通しで5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
A full refund will be given if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival. A full refund will be given if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival.A full refund will be given if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival. A full refund will be given if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival.A full refund will be given if cancellation is made at least 14 days prior to scheduled arrival.
Prior to 以前も出てきましたね。Scheduled arrival スケジュールされた到着、予定到着日という意味です。あと、キャンセレーションはメイクするものなんだということも覚えておいてください。動詞の返金する、払い戻すというのも同じスペルなんですが、アクセントの位置が変わります。Refund、Refund というふうに後ろが強くなります。名詞の場合は前が強くて Refund だったんですが、動詞の場合は後ろが強くて Refund になります。では動詞 refund が入った例文聞いてみましょう。
We will refund your money in full if you are not completely satisfied.
Refund your money in full 全額返金します。そういう意味になります。ではこの例文も2つに切って練習してみましょう。 We will refund your money in full この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
We will refund your money in fullWe will refund your money in full. We will refund your money in full. We will refund your money in full. We will refund your money in full.
次に、if you are not completely satisfied, この部分を5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
If you are not completely satisfied. 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 If you are not completely satisfied.
最後に全文通して5回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
We will refund your money in full if you are not completely satisfied. We will refund your money in full if you are not completely satisfied. We will refund your money in full if you are not completely satisfied. We will refund your money in full if you are not completely satisfied. We will refund your money in full if you are not completely satisfied.
新トイックの9章です。一つ前のユニットでパート3、パート4、パート7で言い換え表現がよく使われるという話をしましたが、言い換え表現、言い換えのパターン、いろいろなものがあります。例えば動詞を使った表現と名詞を使った表現の間の言い換えっていうのもよくあるパターンなんですね。例えば今日見た deposit、 動詞にもなるし名詞にもなる make a depositという表現と deposit money、おなじみになります。また refund と refund、 refund your money in full っていうのと give you a full refund、 おなじみになります。こういったパターンもあるんだということを覚えておいてください。以上ユニット48でした。